I think that the key things we need to realize is that the continent of Africa accounts for 17% of the global population, but has only about 2.7% of the global GDP or gross production. At the same time, it has carries 23% of all the health burden of the world. This challenge openly confronts women, adolescents, and children. And we know very well that even if you look at just maternal mortality or death during pregnancy, the burden of the continent is 68%, meaning that almost 7 out of every 10 people who die because of pregnancy die in Africa. This is the iniquity, the health iniquity that we are talking about, beyond even talking about the HIV burden and others, and also the burden of pregnancy and safe abortion, very low access to health. So this is the compounding issue that leaves Africa behind and affects significantly women, adolescents, and children.
In 2020, the PMNCH, Dr., launched a call to action on COVID-19, urging governments to protect and prioritize the rights and health of women, children, and adolescents. What's the assessment so far of efforts by governments in Africa in line with this particular call?
The reason the PMNCH launched this call was because for ages now, for many years, decades, women, adolescents, and children have been left behind. And during the COVID pandemic, we noticed that actually this kind of iniquity was exacerbating, was increasing because of the responses of governments to the pandemic itself. So the call was supposed to ensure, or is supposed to ensure, that governments redouble their efforts to ensure that women, girls, and adolescents are not further left behind because of the pandemic. And the key areas to look at are to ensure that the policies are aligned to improve the lives of women, girls, and children and adolescents, that service delivery continues without interruption, and there is adequate domestic financing, supported, of course, by our partners globally. So far, we know that many African governments have not met their commitments. Many of them have responded to a call and said, we are going to commit. The call asked for 7 key areas that includes commodities, ending gender-based violence, looking at clean water and sanitation, looking at service delivery and protecting health workers. But some governments have responded to some areas and not others. And we are asking all governments to make a commitment that is strong, supported by government policy, that is going to protect the lives of women, adolescents, and children. And so far, it's not been as expected. So this breakfast is further to enhance this call and also to call upon more governments to make their commitments.
What is at stake here? Should regions like Africa fail to do better for vulnerable populations, especially considering, Doctor, that, you know, we're also dealing with this pandemic?
Africa's socio and economic fabric is at stake. Let's put it this way, that women are the center of a country's economic development. 70% of the health workforce, which is necessary for protecting lives during the pandemic, are women. The African continent has 50% of its population as young people below 19. The bulk of these adolescents, or 50% of them, are girls. And if we do not provide the protection, the financial policy and service delivery protection needed, then we cannot realize the potential of the African people, and Africa will not realize its potential of socio-economic growth. It's as simple as that, that this is the center of gravity. Women, children, adolescents are the center of gravity for Africa's economic emancipation. This is why governments must take it seriously.
Finally, if you can just take us through the main focus areas for this year's Accountability Breakfast.
So for the Accountability Breakfast, which is going to happen on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, we will be looking very critically at the current commitment, reviewing what is it that countries have done and what have been the national responses to COVID-19, and what policies have been put in place in government and how aligned or misaligned they are with our COVID-19 call in terms of the seven areas we've asked governments to focus on. And we'll be reviewing what governments are doing to improve service delivery, policy frameworks, and financing specifically aligned to protecting women, adolescents, and children. We will be reviewing this. And finally, calling upon all countries that have not made commitment to make commitment. But beyond that, because the PMNCH is also a multi-stakeholder accountability platform, we'll also be asking government to take accountability. And we will be ourselves also asking governments how to measure their accountability as we go along towards these commitments that they are making.